You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's attacking us. He wants us dead. Break the shackles. Break the stronghold he has on you. This is a First Amendment statement here. We're not licensed by the government. We're not a government church. I'm not a government licensed preacher. This is First Amendment. Throw off the poisons that Satan wants to poison you with big pharma, big agribusiness, industrial medical complex with their cut burn poison that doesn't heal anything, and look to your master physician, the great physician, for your healings. Tell them to take their insurance and stuff it. Unless, of course, you want it. Then go down to your doctor, declare yourself incompetent, say, what should I do, doc? And follow his example. And by the way, did you know that the average doctor dies at 58 years old, has the best medical big pharma available to him, and they can't even make it to 60? That shows you the curse. God promises us, if we're faithful, 70, and they kill themselves earlier. Get rid of the politicians. Quit voting for people that murder babies. And let's go talk about some truth. Because families are under attack today more than they've ever been before. Even the biblical example of a family is no longer the norm. And you're not supposed to give the biblical example, because that would make you a hate monger and politically incorrect. God says that there is a husband, a wife, and children. A man, a woman, and children. Not 57 flavors and 57 identities that you identify as. That's a horse BS, okay? I'm trying to figure out a decent politically correct way to put it, but that's not what I call it. That's a BS. There's two genders. A man and a woman. That's it. Nothing else. And they have children. You take your two men and try and have children, or your two women and try and have children. You can't. It takes a man and a woman, and they can't even tell us what a woman is anymore. So if a man is looking for someone to spend his life with, is he looking for a prostitute, a maid, and a babysitter? Does that make him feel loved? Does his wife trust him? Support him, respect him, and look to him for guidance? Or does she criticize, disrespect, and nag him? What's the normal today? Does the man make sure that the wife knows that she's loved? What is it that makes a woman feel loved? What does it? Is it money? A husband with a job? Children? Houses? Cars? Jewelry? No, it's a kind word, a loving touch, a special surprise. Helping her when she's overwhelmed, protecting her, telling her and showing her how much she is loved so that she knows she is loved. You can be dirt poor, living in the back of a car that doesn't run, and have real love. Oh, it's easier with some money, but it's not the money and the possessions that give the love. Marriage is a gift from God. The King James Version calls a wife a helpmeet. But what is a helpmeet? Well, we're going to get into this stuff in the next show, but we're going to talk about family, marriage, the thing Satan's destroying.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.